The pandemic has put public health districts into the spotlight. From mask mandates to recommendations for online schooling, many of their decisions have been heavily scrutinized. As Rachel Cohen reports, the districts are now preparing to take more heat during the legislative session.
The state's seven public health districts collectively hired a lobbyist for the 2021 legislative session. Mike Kane, a Boise lawyer, has represented individual districts, and he's already begun meeting with lawmakers about what bills might be on the horizon.
The general discussions I've had with legislators so far seems to coalesce around more control by the counties over the health districts.
Kane gave an update to health district trustees on Friday. He says for now, these ideas, like only allowing county commissioners on health boards, are just talk. But he does think some bills challenging the district's current functions will be introduced this year. In the meantime, he's educating lawmakers on how the districts work.
Most people do not understand what it is these districts do, where they came from, how they came into being, how they're funded.
He explains they function separately from health and welfare, and they do many things besides addressing the COVID-19 pandemic, like hosting tuberculosis clinics and informing the public about toxic algal blooms in waterways. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.